Great. So we come to worship Jesus this morning. And as we come together, in the last few weeks, there's been this hunger in a lot of our hearts to see God break through into new areas and new dimensions of what we know of Him. And I believe that God is stirring that up in our hearts for a reason. And this week, as I was just listening to something, the speaker said that in the presence of Jesus, healing is just, it just happens. It's a byproduct of the presence of God. And so this morning, I want, my heart is that all of our emphasis is just on welcoming the presence of God here, recognizing who He is and what He has done, and just to lift our eyes to Him. And when we have, when He has our attention, He feels welcome to just do whatever He wants to do. So if you would just like to turn with me to Psalm 24, verse 7 onwards, it says, "Lift up your heads, O gates," and gates here are praise, the praise that comes out of our lives. "And be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O gates, and lift them up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, He is the King of glory." So no matter what situation you're in your life, the King of glory, He reigns over everything else. And our job this morning is just to recognize that, that God, You are God forever. You are the King of glory. So how do we welcome Him? We welcome Him with praise. We're lifting up our heads, that is lifting up our praise to Him. Yeah? So do you guys want to join me in doing that?
Yeah.
Great.
Oh,
I want to read a short passage from Luke 13. It says, now he, talking about Jesus, was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and behold, there was a woman who had a disabling spirit for 18 years. She was bent over and could not fully straighten herself. When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said, "Woman, you are freed from your disability." And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight. And she glorified God. And Jesus said, "And ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan bound for 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day?" And this offended the Pharisees, because they were blind to the breakthrough, because they had certain expectations. And I believe that God is calling us from being content with knowing what Jesus can do to really longing to see and experience and live in the reality of what Jesus can do with us and in us and amongst us. Yeah. So I just want to release this word of just healing and any kind of disabling spirit. And a disabling spirit is what will not let you function in the God-intended way that we were supposed to function. And so I just release a healing of disabling spirit, whatever that it is disabling you from, that you would be able to rise up as sons and daughters of the Most High God. Yeah, let's continue to worship. This name of Jesus is so powerful. Yeah.
You're the king and you're the center. Give him all your attention at this moment. He demands it and he deserves it.
We give you all attention. We give you all affection. We give you all attention. We give you all affection. We give you all affection.
What is he saying to you?
Praise is a highway to God, to opening doors. Yeah? Praise is a highway. Thanksgiving is a highway. So let's open our mouths and start thanking God for different things in our lives, okay? I can help you, the clothes you wear, that you have money to travel. Yeah? Let's start with the small things and let praise rise in our hearts. Let's be a thankful and grateful people this morning. Okay, can we open our mouths? Let it not be a small whisper, but let it be a shout of thanksgiving. Come on. Thank you for good health. Thank you that you're bringing healing in our bodies. that you're bringing healing to our minds and our souls and our emotions, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Silence, the roaring lion.
sure everybody has someone praying. Check.